It's market day in Melton Mowbray, but despite the auctioneer's best efforts, the bidding is proving sluggish. For the farmers, disappointment and dark talk of a recent free trade deal signed with New Zealand.
The lamb has been coming over from New Zealand by the ton, tons and tons of it. And unfortunately, the last 2 weeks, the trade in the local markets has just been hit by a rock. We're probably 15, 20 pounds per lamb down.
It's the kind of trade deal Britain's government sold as a potential benefit of Brexit, freeing the country from the shackles of the European Union. Most of the farmers here tell us they still support the UK's withdrawal, that business, on the whole, has held up well. Some, off camera, say they regret their vote, missing EU subsidies and easier access to the European single market. A few steps away, Stephen Nightingale is less shy. Promised Brexit freedoms, he says, just haven't come to pass.
I voted to leave, and I must say I've sort of wavered a bit, really. You know, I think if I knew what I know now, I'd have probably voted to stay in, really.
This area has long been famous for its pork pies. These days, it's also known as one of the most staunchly pro-Brexit places in the UK. But there are growing signs here and nationally that sentiment is shifting. One survey this month suggests nearly two-thirds of Britons support a second referendum in the coming years on rejoining the EU. Another, that one in three supporters of the Conservative government voted in on its slogan, "Get Brexit Done," believe Brexit has caused more problems than it solved. Local brewer Conby Cryan was always sceptical about Brexit. 10% of his exports used to go to Ireland, but now costs for his retail customers there have doubled, and exports to the continent have also dried up.
Right now, you know, where we might ship, 10,000 or 20,000 beers at a time into Europe, the paperwork, the fixed costs are really making our beers uncompetitive.
But even if Brexit regret is starting to trend higher, neither the government nor the main opposition Labour Party is going anywhere near the political risk of a second referendum, when Brexit as an issue has dropped down the list of voters' concerns.
More people think Brexit has been bad for the economy. More people are saying Brexit was a bad idea. But the salience of Brexit has dropped markedly since those sort of days of 2019 when it was all anyone could think or talk or argue about.
So even if more people are rethinking their referendum vote, Britain is set to keep its status as Europe's outlier well into the future. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, Leicestershire in the United Kingdom.